I'm Tanzina Vega. It's been 25 years since the death of the Colombian drug kingpin Pablo Escobar. He was one of the wealthiest cartel leaders of all time, and he even made the Forbes list of international billionaires every year from 1987 to 1993. But his name is also synonymous with extraordinary violence. In the city of Medellin, where his cartel operated, homicides spiked to over 6,000 in 1991. Decades later, the wounds remain. But the Escobar legend still draws flocks of curious tourists to Medellin every year. And one of the key attractions? Guided visits to key sites in Escobar's life. They're called narco tours.
A lot of people are coming to the city, people from other countries, people from other cities in Colombia, and they just want to know better his story. So there are like 15 tours in the city that are taking people to different places that are related to Pablo Escobar. So we decided to do one of those to see what's the story that they're telling to the tourists that are coming to the city. And it's pretty crazy.
That's Jorge Caraballo, an engagement editor for NPR's Radio Ambulante. Caraballo was born in Medellin, and he took the tour for the rest of us.
So it costed $50. They told me go to this supermarket in a very high upper class neighborhood in the city. You will find a van. The guide will be there. So we started, and from the beginning, they were very like apologetic to Pablo Escobar. They were like glorifying him. They were telling you all the power that he got from nothing, from thin air. Like, he started just stealing cars in the city, and then he became the most powerful drug dealer in the world. We visited the building where he lived with his family before hiding from the government in 1984. We went to the jail where he was, and he lived there for a year. And they were telling you, like, hey, this is the library of Pablo Escobar. Here are the books that he was reading. Or here is the furniture that he imported from England. And I was like, this cannot be true. I can't believe this.
Why did you say, oh my God, I can't believe this is the tour?
Because, like, I was not expecting that. It was going to be, from the beginning, the guy told us, like, this will be a tour that will show you the transformation of Medellin after Pablo Escobar was killed. And I was excited by that because I thought, like, okay, this can tell me something about the city, something that I don't know. This is something important for me, right? It's a story that I want to know what happened, what actually happened. And the promise of the tour was that they were part of El Cartel de Medellin. The driver of the van was a member of the cartel. So they were going to tell you the story from the inside. And I was like, okay, let's hear. But once they started, I thought, like, no, that's something weird here. Like, when she was showing us the library, for example, these were like encyclopedias repeating one after another. They were not books that Pablo Escobar could read. Like, this was more like books that people were donating to that place. Because right now, the jail is not a jail. The jail where Pablo Escobar lived for 1 year is now an asylum for old people. So she was just showing us these buildings that were closed, that you cannot get into. And she was telling, this is what Pablo Escobar left here. So I began being very, very suspicious about what she was saying. Also, I know the story. I'm from Medellin. I grew up here in the city when Pablo Escobar was killing a lot of people, putting bombs all around the place. So I suffered that, and I've read a lot about that. So I know a little bit of the facts of what happened. And from her narrative, everything was very exaggerated, and everything was trying to make us feel passion for Pablo Escobar, admiration for Pablo Escobar, not the actual story. So, like, the tone of the tour was what made me feel like this is not right, this is not precise. And then the last stop of the tour is in the cemetery where he's buried. And when we were there, we found another narco tour. Like, I was in one van. This was one company that I paid to. But we met with another one, like 12 people, tourists with hats, with the cameras, with selfie sticks, flip-flops in the cemetery, looking at this grave. And just right next to us, there was like this family, 30 people that were crying because a member of their family has just died. So I was like, okay, so this is very offensive, right? To be here, to be glorifying a criminal and not to recognize the damage that he did to us.
Jorge, I'm curious about how the government sees Escobar's legacy and also about how Colombians themselves see it in light of these tours.
Well, there are two different attitudes towards this situation. Like, the local government is very critic against talking about Pablo Escobar and showing his life. They've been very, very aggressive against, like, Narcos from Netflix, for example, or to Wiz Khalifa, this rapper from the US who came to Medellin and took some photos in the building where I visit, or in the cemetery that I also visit during this narco tour, because for the local government, like, this is a way that the narrative of Pablo Escobar is still stigmatizing the society, Medellin society. But on the other side, people in Medellin, a lot of people in Medellin, still admire Pablo Escobar. And for me, that's very, very hard to understand, because he was someone who killed, like, in just 6 years, 33,000 people. 33,000 people were killed in the city between 87 and 93 because of the war that Pablo Escobar led. So why people admire him? Like, it's just a way to stereotype our society. And that's right. But when you go to the neighborhoods, when you go to, there is a neighborhood that Pablo Escobar created, like, he built it, and it has its name. It's Pablo Escobar neighborhood in Medellin. And people there admire him because for some people in the city, Pablo Escobar did good things. Like, he built houses, he gave cash, he created soccer fields, and he became like a symbol of hope for some people in the city. Like, you can get whatever you want. It doesn't matter how you do it, but you can get it. So we wanted to do this kind of tour to see what's the narrative and how Medellin can tell a different story that doesn't only critique those who admire Pablo Escobar, but also recognize all the damage that he did here.
Jorge Caraballo is an engagement editor for Radio Ambulante, who reported on narco tours in Medellin, Colombia. Jorge, thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Tansina.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.